Do I feel air conditioning? Oh,
I felt something.
You're live.
What's the temperature say?
79.
That's not.
But it says high.
We are back from recess. Our next order of business is agenda review requests. Nikki.
Number one's complete.
What's our next step?
Legislation.
Okay, so we're not doing anything, so...
We can't do anything.
We can't do anything.
There's nothing to do.
Okay.
Just mark it off until we get further. Art.
There was two parts to that. One was legislatively, and the second one was... I have to go back to my notes.
Jim, okay. Jim, are you going... Did we assign individuals to talk to reps and senators, or how
do we
do that?
Let's just wait till after the election. Because we don't know, I mean, because Lyle's up for a re-election, you know, so there's a lot of uncertainty right now. So I think we just wait and bring it up after the August election. We can decide what the next step is. But I agree, Danny, whoever it is, we need to get legislation proposed this fall so they can pre-file it in December.
Yeah.
And I got an email on number two. Did you guys get an email?
Not that my phone's been all wacky and I don't know.
I got an email that we're going to have an EEZ meeting on the 9th. Is that something familiar with you?
It is something that the three of us would have to discuss in order to have that meeting. Let me follow up on that. I met with Jonas and I met with Chet Dixon as per guidance of the County Commission to talk with them about establishing a timetable or timeline to look at the entire EEZ proposal. And in doing that, as we went through Missouri law together, we found that there are certain guidelines that are provided for within Missouri law. For example, before the commission can act, we have to have public notice that's given.
Right.
We're going to have a public hearing, and that we've got to wait 30 days. And what we can, in fact, do is we can talk about appointing a board and have that board report back to us what their findings are. In other words, populate the field. We know that there's been work. We know that there's been different maps that have been drawn over the course of the last 2-3 years. And we know that IDA was a part of promoting that. We know that others have been promoting that as well. And so there is a process and procedure to go through.
So do we want to have them start the process?
Well, the first thing that they've asked for is to have a time just to come and talk to us about it. That's what we had suggested that what might happen would be on the 9th, is that they come and they lay out what the groundwork is and to describe. And if, in fact, we want to move forward, we can ask for a board to be appointed to report back to us, to establish a timeline, if you will, for when a public hearing would be held. It would have to be some 30 days after that we put those people together, present us with a map, to answer questions of the public. And what I asked for them, I said, would you be open to holding 2 or 3 meetings instead of 1 meeting where you could, in fact, answer the questions? The entities that would be obviously most affected if this abatement program was to be put into place would be the schools. And a couple of suggestions for us to look at, and they do have a recommendation of individuals that they've given us, has a couple of school board superintendents on it. I think they've done a lot of homework, and they've put themselves in the place to make the presentation to us. And
I'm fine with the presentation.
Is that the 9th? What date is that?
Monday.
How is our schedule with the BOE?
Fine. I know personally. We're
actually, what we're doing is Jan has run an additional article. We're going to be taking additional requests this week up until Friday. What we're going to try to do, if we have a number of people that want to add their names to the list, is handle everybody on Monday afternoon. If we're not done then, then we'll finish on Tuesday.
The additional, yeah. The additional ones, and the
other. We're only agendized up, if I'm not mistaken.
Today and tomorrow,
right, Lynn?
I believe there's some on Monday as well.
Next Monday?
Yeah, tonight.
Already?
Yeah.
Okay. See, the deadline was yesterday.
Yeah.
And we moved it till next.
So Monday morning is fine.
So we got time.
We got time on Monday.
I'm ready.
How do you want the title?
EEZ presentation is fine. It's nothing more than that. There's no
contact
hearing.
Jonas for us.
Uh-huh.
And what I'd like you guys to do is to take in, because they're going to ask for us to at least appoint a board that would do the exploratory work and what's called for the statutes, and think about who those individuals might be. They presented a list, many of whom I think are very qualified,
okay.
But I know that I've heard a name or two from each of you and from myself that we might also consider. I'll give you all that I've got on that and copies here shortly of what the laws are that pertain to them.
What is the length of time of this meeting?
I bet you it's at least 45 minutes.
They're going to have, do you think it'd be that long?
At least 30.
Give 30 to 45, and we could tack something on the back of it that we could run into if we're short or run late.
Okay.
Number three, looks like we're working on that in August sometime.
Correct.
Number four, I talked to the taxpayer. He's going to wait until at least another 30 more days. So we can hold off on that one. And then the last one is, the last one was the study that we had paid for the road, for the Transportation Advisory Board. I talked to Rick Ziegenfuss and David Miller about the study. There is no more modifications necessary. And following up with what MoDOT has said and what Rick has said, he would like to see the county commission to do some sort of acceptance of that study so that that is like the official working document. So what I'd like to do is set a time for us to vote on accepting that study so that that we have a starting point. Because that's MoDOT even asked, have we voted to accept that study?
Okay. In our first few meetings that we had with them, my understanding was when they drew the document up and there were questions asked, it was a growing document.
It is, but we have to accept it to start with. It's always going to be moving forward.
Okay.
But they're going to make modifications on a regular basis, but not periodic. I mean, basically it's going to be either 6 months.
But then we approve again.
We approve again.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just like to, that'd be a way for us to put it on Monday maybe. And that way they get some press of what we invested, because I know it's a good document. It's a way for us to explain to the people that this is a living document. It's going to keep on being revised. So you're all right with that Monday?
Yeah.
It shouldn't take but 15 minutes. We don't need it presented unless you want it presented.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I mean, at the most 15. I'd tack it on to the end of that 30-minute presentation for EEZ, Nikki.
Who do you want here for that?
If,
as an attendee?
Transportation.
The board?
No, not the whole board, but maybe Rick, or I'd contact Rick or David Miller and just tell them that we're going to ratify the, and we don't need the whole board here, and if they want to be here, and if they want HDR, just kind of follow their lead.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be a bunch of people, because we don't need to go through it again. But if
I received an email from Travis Heyer. I just glanced at it.
Is it about
and
this?
I believe it is about this.
Okay. It doesn't need to be. I mean, I don't think it needs to. We don't need a full presentation.
Okay.
Danny, you don't want one, do you?
No.
So I just talked about. Okay. I talked to Ziegenfuss, or I called Ziegenfuss first.
Okay.
Even though Dave Miller's the chair, I would just whatever it takes. But that's who I was talking to last about this.
Okay.
Every time I run into a board member, though, they have some input on to get moving on this. So I just invite the board and whoever can attend. Let somebody be the presenter. That's the best way to do it, and then that way nobody feels like they're left out of the thing. Just
fair enough.
One presenter and...
All right. What else you got?
I understand you've split up departments who...
We can probably take that offline, but yes.
Okay. I have a list here.
Okay. And when we're done, I there's some Mondays I have to leave a little early on, so I'll give you my schedule.
Okay.
But other than that, I have nothing else to add. Do you have anything else to add?
No.
When does the credit card bills do? There's a credit card bill that we need to review. An invoice.
They're usually at the end of the month.
Okay, so. Okay.
There should be any.
They come out at the first of the month, and then they're due towards the end, like the third week, I think.
Okay, so we've got a couple more weeks. Okay. We'll tell you what we're looking for. Ron, you have anything else for agenda?
I do not.
The only thing that I would put on there might be make available. What about the attorneys for next week?
You want the attorneys here?
No, I'm just wondering because it's going to be...
Pat's underwater.
Yes. If you would like Frank to come down, he's tentatively put on his calendar every Monday, and he waits for my confirmation.
I would wait. My thought is Monday's going to be a BOE day, so we won't have the afternoon at all.
That's what I'm
I mean, unless we want to try to do Thursday of this week.
Do you know what time they have started scheduling BOE on Monday?
1 o'clock.
I'm not sure.
1 o'clock is what
I'm
it is.
I'm going to double check just to make sure they haven't.
Let's just wait because we'll have our agenda review after another.
Unless you want to hear Thursday, otherwise let's just wait.
Yeah, let's just wait.
Okay, let's just do that. All right, that's all I got. Anything?
Yeah.
Ron, you want to declare a recess? Because we have nothing else scheduled till 11 o'clock.
Let's stand in recess till 11 o'clock.